Welcome back, family. It's been a month since you've heard from us, and there's a good reason why. Your cousin went to the motherland. That's right, y'all. I had the opportunity to go to Africa and had to jump at it. We'll talk more about that later, but believe me when I say, whether you're white, black, Latino, Asian, you should definitely go. There's so much to learn about and experience, and it's definitely well worth the trip. So, this week's just to get us back in the swing of things. We have a quick visit from our sister, LaWanza Serenity. You see, she's an up-and-coming PR person from the Atlanta area, and she stopped by to talk with us about her journey to where she is now and where she's headed. So we're definitely going to be hearing a lot from her in the future and look forward to what she has coming up next. Take a listen. Be on the lookout for more content coming soon. Let's go.
Welcome back, family. We promised you much more interviews, content, just welcoming new members to the family. And to speak to that, we have a new sis. And I'm really excited about this one because we've been kind of circling each other for a while, trying to help each other out in this industry. But at the same time, I've always been fascinated by what it is she does. So I'm just going to stop praising her and let her introduce herself. So please introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are, what you do, and how you got to where you are.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Kai. Thanks for welcoming me to the family. My name is LaWanza Serenity, and I'm a publicist. I own my own PR firm here in Atlanta, Georgia. I have, you know, great clientele. I love this relationship that I'm building with you guys. And, you know, just looking forward to even more great things to come.
All right. So, well, one, you're in Atlanta. So is there a better place in the world right now to be in the PR industry and be trying to build this thing, this business of yours?
Not at all. Not at all. I love being here in Atlanta. It's just so much opportunity here. And the name of my PR firm is the Stellar PR Firm, LLC. And Atlanta's just been so good to me since I moved here. I've been living here for going on 3 years now. And it's just amazing, man. The opportunities are endless.
All right. So let's start maybe not all the way at the beginning, but when did you first have the idea that you wanted to be in the PR business?
Oh, man, it's been quite some time. I actually started out in 2002. I had the opportunity to work with the late, great Teddy Pendergrass, and that's where I truly caught the bug. From working with him, you know, I learned so much. He was like a mentor to me, and I moved on to do PR at a record label called Integrity Media that was based out of Nashville, Tennessee. And from there, I worked with Dark Child and their first gospel group, Virtue. I worked with Israel and A New Breed. And, you know, from the record label, I branched out and became a freelance publicist, working with, you know, more artists, Lisa McClendon, The Grits. They just recently won an amazing award. Dale Lawrence, formerly of 3-6 Mafia. And fast forward to my time here in Atlanta, I crossed over into the film industry. Work with Pierre Edwards from BAPS and How to Be a Player. Work with one of my favorite artists and actors, Lil Zane. We actually won a Bronze Lens together on a video we did called Broken Pieces. And from that, of course, you know, I started working with Jermaine Rivers, who is now my husband. And it just made sense to start my own company, you know, because I've been blessed to cross over from music to film and you know, television, and it's just been awesome ever since.
Okay, so maybe a lot of people may not exactly understand what it is that that a PR person does. So exactly what is it that you do?
You know what I do to sum it up is I connect the dots. You know, I put the right people with the right people, and it's a lot of work behind the scenes. You know, creating opportunities for others based off those connections, building great relationships. And that's how I would sum it up.
So okay, let me start here because I have a misconception of what PR does, because you see all these TV shows and the PR person is the one who, like, on the late night with the rain coming down and the actor then murdered someone and they called a PR person to spin it all. And it's very like television makes it seem like this thing where you're just the person who's a fixer. You're the Olivia Pope of this whole thing.
So there's, you know, there's different types of PR. The PR that I focus on primarily is just, you know, connecting the dots, the networking end of PR. And I think I understand what you're saying. That's more like the corporate, political, things of that nature. But for me, you know, it's more so focused on the networking, connecting the dots, brand building, you know, building those platforms, et cetera.
All right, so you're a PR person, but you're also a business person, because I know you said you went freelance after a few years. It's a different mentality and a different set of skills to be an entrepreneur. Was it something that's innate, like something that you already had in you, the desire to run your own business, or was that something that you had to really buckle down and learn?
Absolutely. The desire was always there, but certainly, you know, I had to buckle down and learn, and I'm still learning. You know, as an entrepreneur, in life in general, you will always learn in order to grow. You have to learn every day. So being an entrepreneur, definitely, you know, the clock doesn't stop. You know, I'm working around the clock, you know, because one thing about PR is unpredictable, and you're only as good as your connections. So I have to constantly work to build those connections, to reach out to the right people, and, you know, so on and so forth. Yes.
You said you have to work constantly to build the connections and maintain your business and kind of the momentum that, that you have as an entrepreneur and as a PR person. How do you find the work-life balance? Because you're in Atlanta, and right now Atlanta is, well, not right now, probably for the last 20, 30 years, Atlanta's been popping. So there's so much to do and so much fun to be had. Do you ever feel like you're missing out or you've already found the balance?
Oh, no, I've definitely found a balance. You know, I make it happen. For me, you know, just being transparent, I'm a homebody by nature. You know, I go out and I'll network, you know, family first. I go out and network when I need to go out and network. And, but yeah, for the most part, you know, that's actually not even a issue for me of wanting to be out and about. I'm a homebody. But as far as, you know, work, you know, I love what I do. And a lot of it, you know, it goes on behind the scenes. It's the emails, it's the phone calls, you know, things like that. You have to stay on top of it.
So what would you say is like the most important skill to have in your business? Like if I decide to shift tomorrow and let this whole speaking into the mic thing go, what would I need to bring to the table to get into the PR game?
You have to bring hustle. You know, you have to bring a lot of heart, you know, because you'll get some no's. You know, sometimes it gets challenging, but you just have to stay in the game. You know, you have to keep reinventing yourself. You have to keep learning, you know, find opportunities to, you know, do research about PR, you know, find out events that you can attend, you know, things like that. That's what I do. And most importantly, you know, connecting with people.
So if I just have the gift of gab and kind of, like, I'm the person that can always talk my way into the party, is that how I would get started? Is that, like, the skill set I need to have, just the grind, the want to of it all?
So the gift of gab is important. You know, that's important, but that's not enough. You know, you have to be able to produce opportunities. You have to be able to connect people. You know, you have to have that drive to keep going, to keep sending those emails. You know, sometimes you might not get a response back, but you just got to keep moving. You got to keep knocking on doors. You got to keep building relationships, you know, and you got to show people that they are appreciated as well. And show your value, most importantly.
So what was the most exciting thing you've done in the industry?
The most exciting thing I've done is, I would have to say, you know, I've been blessed to do so many exciting things, but I would say the most exciting thing is to be an entrepreneur, to own my own business.
And how long has it been since you started your own firm?
I started it in 2017.
Okay.
So it's been 6 years now. Mm-hmm.
So what's next for you? Like, what does the future hold?
You know, I want to continue building my business, expanding my clientele. And, you know, there are a couple of novels that I'm actively working on right now. And I want to branch out into film. You know, I've had some production experience. And so, you know, who knows? The sky's the limit, you know?
All right. So we should be on the lookout for more big things. Are you ever thinking about stepping in front of the lens?
Hey, who knows? And we'll see. We'll see. That's a possibility.
I know you mentioned your husband, but he's had a lot of success mm-hmm. in front of the camera lens. Has that ever thought crossed your mind to maybe do something together in that realm?
You know what? It's always a possibility. Who knows? We'll see.
All right. So, look, we're going to look forward to more from you, and we really appreciate you taking the time. If somebody wants to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to find you?
Sure, absolutely. So my email address is thestellarprfirm@gmail.com. My Instagram is thestellarprfirm, and so is my Twitter. And you spell that the Stellar, STELLAR, PR firm. So that's how you can reach me.
Well, look, sis, we really appreciate your time. This has been a long time coming, and I'm happy that we were able to do this. And you have to come back, and you have to do it more than once. And maybe you can come back with your husband, and we could do a little joint couple conversation. But now that you're in the family, we are the annoying cousin, the annoying little brother that's going to keep poking you and saying, when you come back. So that's your fault. You shouldn't have opened the door for us.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it, Kai. I appreciate you. Me and my husband appreciate you guys very much. You've been so supportive, and, you know, we offer the same support to you guys. We love what you're doing. We see you growing and moving. I see you guys expanding your brand. So let me know if I could be of any support. You know, so excited to see what you guys are doing.
I really appreciate it.